3 years ago, on President Trump's first day in office, millions of people around the world protested. It was the first Women's March. Since then, the organization behind the march has struggled with internal divisions, but the march is back this weekend. It has a new leadership and a new focus. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has the story.
Dozens of people are gathered at an artist studio in Washington, D.C. They screen print flags, draw up posters, and paint banners.
All right, we're going to put it on the plastic.
All on the plastic.
Careful behind you not to step on it.
28-year-old Icy Coomer is here for the first time. She says she just didn't feel like women's marches in the past have represented her experiences.
When we're talking about, like, women's rights, I feel like Black women or women of color are usually left out of that conversation. But it's just like, why would I go to something like that when it's not really about me? It's about women who have a lot more opportunities than I do.
Since the first Women's March in 2017, the movement has faced criticism for being too white, out of touch, and for glossing over issues of gender, race, and class. There were also accusations that some leaders were anti-Semitic. Last summer, 3 out of 4 founding members stepped down. A bigger and more diverse board took their place. For this year's march, the organization pulled its base of supporters and decided to focus on 3 main issues: climate, reproductive rights, and immigration. Another change this year: no big stage with celebrity appearances. Rachel O'Leary Carmona is the group's chief operating officer.
I think it just felt like the moment, the political moment, is with the people, you know, and you see that not just across our country, but across the globe.
But the crowd in Washington will also be a lot smaller this year. The permit filed with the National Park Service allows for up to 10,000 people. Celeste Montoya, who teaches gender studies and movements at the University of Colorado Boulder, says losing steam like this isn't unusual. But she says she's not sure the Women's March is still as necessary as it was in 2017.
In that first march, it was just kind of what a Trump presidency might materialize into. And since then, a lot of those threats have materialized.
And that's meant entirely new protests surrounding climate, immigrants' rights, and a separate Me Too movement. Even so, people like Crystal Clarity are still excited about the Women's March.
My experience with mobilizations and marches in general is that it's not enough to take the streets. We kind of have to keep it. We have to keep the streets.
March leader Carmona agrees. She says she feels like now more than ever, it's important for women to band together with other movements.
This march is the last march before the 2020 presidential election, and literally everything that we love is on the line.
More than 200 sister marches are set to take place in cities around the world, showing that even as it struggles, the Women's March keeps drawing in more people. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News, Washington.